Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/FTSW. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Welcome to Air Temple Island, your new home.
Who do you think you are?
Got an idea about who I am now, chumps?
I'm the Avatar. You gotta deal with it.
You're the Avatar, and I'm an idiot.
She's the perfect messenger to tell the city of my power.
This mucko's got moxie.
Name's Bolin, by the way. Bolin's got some moves, huh?
I will make no such promises.
I once bested a man with my trusty boomerang who was able to firebend with his mind.
The morning is evil.
We shall meet again soon, beautiful woman.
I've been dying to ask you, what happened to Zuko's mom?
It is time for you to be equalized.
What?
I can't wait to get started. Yes! Finally!
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender and The Legend of Korra podcast for DongBuFang.net. If you want extensive, in-depth discussion on Korra from longtime knowledgeable fans of Avatar and longtime fandom members, then this is the podcast for you. I am your main host, Dylan, and today I'm joined by Allie.
Hero.
Delaney.
Hello.
Millie.
Hi.
And Sammy.
I hate you.
I think I started a trend with my name.
Anyway, so if you're wondering how, and Allie is spelled A-L-L-I, so just in case.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that is. That's
I think they know that already.
That's what we are going for here. Anyway, today we'll be big Korra news out today. We'll be discussing new Korra footage, and this is our first main cast in a while also. This is not a mini cast. And so basically we're going to dissect the new Korra footage out. If you want to find the new Korra footage, and there's actually a bunch of news recently, a bunch of really small news, but it's news.
I feel like that wasn't proper verb agreement. Lots of really small news.
Okay, thank you. I'm an English major. So there's three places you can find news, and I'm really going to plug our three ways to find the stuff hard, because I'm not going to link everything in the podcast description. And also of note is that this podcast is time sensitive. We're recording this at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, June 10th. So,
oh yeah,
it's Monday.
I thought it was Saturday.
It's Monday.
Wait,
oops.
How the heck would it be Saturday?
Because I don't do anything.
Game of Thrones was yesterday.
Game of Thrones was yesterday. Well, the episode was so bad, I kind of blocked it out.
Okay. Game of Thrones is not appropriate for children. So any news that might break after that time, we will not be covering, and you can find it on the following places. One, dongbufang.net. I post all the major news there. Smaller news I do not post, however. I post everything on our Tumblr, dongbufang.tumblr.com.
Is there a question?
I'm really sure that's a question.
Is that how? Okay, that is how it works. I didn't know how it worked on the Tumblr links. Yeah. Dongbufang.tumblr.com. Like, that's the place to be. Like, we post everything there.
The place to be.
But actually, what you should follow us on is Twitter, at DongBuFang, yes. No spaces, because really that's, today, after the news came out, everyone was tweeting at us, and we were discussing it, and it was awesome. And we only have, 150 people following
and
us.
And Dylan also has a second Tumblr devoted to making fun of Allie's Facebook statuses.
Oh, no, Twitter.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I need to plug that.
Okay. If you follow Allie, you can follow at Allie Translated. No spaces.
Why do you do this to me?
That is funny.
So Allie knows Japanese, and she posts Facebook statuses in Japanese sometimes.
And then we translate them with Bing.
We translate them with Bing and post them on Twitter. So follow that.
You haven't been keeping
account.
Up. I'm
no,
very
I did one recently. It was funny. Okay.
Oh, let me go look.
So yeah. Seriously, follow us there. You need to stay up to date on Korra news, and that's the best place to do it. Tumblr is really where the entire fandom is right now. So yeah.
Oh my god.
Let's get into news. First piece, I'm going to go in reverse chronological order. The first big thing you really need to see is this long hour interview with Yu Jae-myung, who's the head of Studio Mir, who animates Korra. And the interview is a little frustrating because it's subbed, and it's not in English, so you have to read it. And it's a lot of it's not about Korra, but it's very interesting. And to see his perspective on Korra and to see a lot of stuff. And the biggest thing to come out of that is what is probably causing the Korra delay right now, as it seems, in that after book one, they got the green light on Morcora. They went back to Studio Mir, and Eugene Young already didn't offer to animate the Boondocks new season, and they really were tired of working on Korra book one, because I can imagine that's just the most work in the world. So they're like, we're going to take a break and do Boondocks. And so what Mike and Brian did was they went to an animation studio in Japan, and they tried that, and it didn't work. So then they went back to Studio Mir, and then they're like, please do this, and then they did. So I think the animation is delayed right now. And we can kind of see that in this clip. But yeah, that seems to be the reason why it's over a year wait between...
This is longer than Game of Thrones.
Yeah, so like Game of Thrones, you can imagine how long it takes to shoot and edit that show and the special effects. Korra is taking longer.
It's animated.
And recently I've been complaining a lot on Twitter and stuff. This is really unprecedented, a wait of over a year between seasons of a show, like a major show. Like, it just doesn't happen. Maybe, like, Sherlock, and that's only a miniseries. And that's, like, inconsistent production. So this is pretty ridiculous, and Nick is not communicating with fans. And it's very frustrating, and I'm very upset at them. But that's not what we're going to discuss today, so let's move on.
That could be its own podcast itself.
Yeah, really. Why Nick sucks. But, yeah. Brian posted a picture on Tumblr of a Momo...
A Momo.
It's really
cute. Not Momo.
It's not Momo.
It's a Momo.
He hashtagged it winged lemur. I don't know if that was the official name for Momo species.
Flying lemur.
But yeah, he that's what he hashtagged it. So it's supposedly the new species of winged lemur.
It looks like an actual lemur, but we've seen them before in Korra for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it counts, but yeah.
Yes, it counts.
They've evolved in 3 months.
They're going to discover them and stuff, and it's really cute. And someone made a GIF of it, but that's not like actual animation. It's just
people
putting
who do
pictures
that,
together. Yeah, it's really
so
cool.
Wonderful.
But just know that that's not the actual animation.
That's not real.
Yeah. Big news that no one's talking about because Nick sucks and hasn't confirmed this. There's a Korra CD coming out, and we know it, and they haven't said it. The reason we know this is because it's up on Amazon. Today it actually got art, and there's art up on Amazon. And it's cool. And we're getting it says composed by Jeremy Zuckerman, I think, on the cover of it. And we're getting Korra Book 1 music. Too bad Nick doesn't feel like telling us this.
Well, it might not be true.
No, I mean,
they got cover art.
So, like, it's going to be true.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I just don't get why we're getting Korra music instead of Avatar music. Right. I really don't get it.
Because the Korra music will be more marketable, right?
We're lucky that we're getting music at all, because think about it, how many animated shows have their soundtracks out?
Basically none, yeah.
So,
yeah. So I guess you shouldn't gripe too much, but just a little bit.
I'll gripe as much as I want.
And then today, we got the Korra footage from IGN. This is part of Nick's Behind the Scenes in Your Favorite Animated Shows Week. And
which ironically we were missing right now to do this podcast.
Yeah. I think that will be the footage they show today. I'm like 90%
probably.
Sure.
Probably will.
But if not,
I mean, it's not like
I'm
going to
kill someone if it's not.
But just,
it's just little snippets.
Just check the Tumblr or check our Tumblr and website to make sure that there's not more footage, cuz like I said, we can't like talk about this news in the future. So yeah, we're just going to talk about what we have right now. I'm going to post it almost immediately and then that's it. And yeah, the artwork for this CD, and then we're caught up. So that is a bunch of little small news. It certainly seems like Korra Book 2 will be out in the fall. when Brian posted that picture, Mike reblogged it and said that this is from Color Correction. Brian said that, and Mike said something else. But if they're still color correcting, like, it's not coming out in the next few months. So September, October-ish, you know.
Depression.
Whatever. It's going to be annoying to do podcasts while we're at school. But
I'm probably not going to.
Hey, I've got a house, so it's fine.
I'm in a suite now.
I have my own room.
We'll go to Mel's house.
Okay, everyone come to my house.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
I still live at home. Yay!
Anyway, so there's the news. And... oh, another thing. Podcast. This is podcast 99. We are planning a big celebratory 100th podcast. If there's more Korra news between now and when we can record the 100th podcast, because I want to have everyone on that, then I'm probably just going to call it Podcast 101 and just skip 100. So,
sorry.
So, yeah.
No, no, no. 100A. We have 100A and 100B.
What's them?
An idea that we just delete some of the minicasts and just, you know, add them later so we can buy ourselves more time.
See, I don't think that would work, but...
Oh, you mean...
You gave away our secret!
Minicast 97 just disappeared? Well...
But yeah,
just gonna have to report.
Oh, how'd that happen?
This is just ahead of time. It's not a mistake if that happens. I'm just skipping 100, okay? And yeah, that's it. Let's dissect this footage frame by frame, because that's what we do best on this podcast.
And for the record, it's less than 2 minutes long,
yes,
so
this isn't
going
to be very long.
It's less than a minute long.
Yeah, so let's try to follow along. Okay, so first of all, this is framed with these two... let me not use the language I did on the outline.
No, please do.
These two...
Oh, that's what you meant.
These two teenagers.
Oh, I thought there was something I missed in the animation.
No.
They're not 14-year-olds.
Teenage. Oh my god, they're like not that young, you guys.
They're probably like 20. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, I mean, we all thought Jojen was 15, and it turned out he was 22, so...
This is true.
They walk up, they're like... You guys make Korra?
Like, no, we're just sitting in a cubicle full of Korra stuff.
Yeah. First of all, Mike and Brian do not have the same office. Like, that is not real. But, and also, that looks different than the Avatar setup that maybe it's not, but maybe they might be in a different space. I'm not sure. Anyway, that's, like, not real.
They got moved up to, like, the penthouse. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It looks more cubicle-y. Maybe.
Yeah, they got, like, demoted.
That's definitely not their office. Like, they have a bigger office than, like, a cubicle. And there's also just all this art all over the wall that we could try to dissect, but we can't.
No, it's not.
And so these two people...
And Lieutenant Cutout, that was fun.
Yes. Okay, so then the first thing we see, so the main focus of the little two-minute thing is a clip they show afterwards, but they show, like, two more things in between then and now. So the first thing we see is Korra hitting the ground and presumably airbending.
I threw it on the ground.
Like, I wasn't sure if it was airbending or like snowbending.
She was airbending. Waterbending, because like she could be manipulating the ice, but air comes up, so I assume she's airbending.
What's my thing is I just wasn't sure on the animation if it was like, because like watching
it's airbending.
Okay, I just wasn't sure.
Allie, it's not like it's
airbending. Clear.
It looks like it's airbending, but like
I mean, because it could still be snow going up.
Well, it may not even be finished animation either. There might be other stuff that's thrown in there as well. Like maybe some water's happening.
So this animation looks finished. It's animation later we see that's maybe not right.
Yeah,
it's hard
really
to tell from
odd.
This little 1 second clip though whether Korra looks different or not, which we'll discuss later.
And we also have we're also Korra starved, so we might just be a bit confused.
Yeah.
You sound like poo.
You're better now, but yeah, you were
what?
Before you sounded a little.
Sam said I sound like
yeah,
poo.
Okay, no,
yes,
no
you
more
do.
Poo imagery, please. Okay, there's so yeah, Korra punches the ground. That's it. There's
yeah.
not much to discuss.
As we all do at some point.
No, wait.
Today.
I'm looking at it now. It's like there's a ball of light under it. So maybe.
Yeah. So we see that ball of light again in a second.
It's the iceberg.
So yes. I don't know what that
iceberg
is.
Iceberg ahead.
It's Aang.
It's probably
no,
some.
No, Allie,
some
not everything
spirit.
Is. Bad.
It's Aang, you guys.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Why would
Stop.
Aang be frozen again?
Because
you never know.
Second,
that's where he took
second,
his body.
Okay, second clip. A spirit jumps up and attacks Korra. Korra dodges, tumbles around, and the spirit pins Korra to the wall. And Korra glares at it menacingly, and the spirit.
And then she's like oh, wait, no, get away from me.
And then she looks helpless, actually, at the end for a frame.
She's like, at first, she's like, I'm gonna kick your... Oh, wait, no.
Aww,
wait,
Korra,
wait.
Oh, sad Korra.
I love my baby!
Yeah, this... I don't... See, okay, this is an example.
I don't understand the spirit, like...
Also, the spirit, like, glares at her.
Hitting her, yeah, it's like... I don't
she glared at it. I've been glaring at
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm paused at 57 seconds on the IGN player. I don't remember Korra making this type of face in book one.
Wait,
at all?
Can we
you
talk
mean?
About, wait, her our favorite face that she made.
No.
It's bad that I know what you're talking about.
That face.
No, like I'm serious. Like Korra looks sad, and
she has
giant eyes. Like I don't.
Wait, where are you?
57 seconds.
So is this more of a character thing, or are you talking about like the animation itself?
The animation.
Wait, I don't know what.
And you... character, but I just don't think we saw Korra make this face.
Like no, because she's all, oh wait, I'm not supposed to curse, I almost, never mind.
Yeah, her eyeballs look bigger.
Yeah.
Wait, Are you at the part where, like, the ball is, like, coming into
view? No, the spirit pins Korra to the wall, and she's looking at
okay, she's made a scared face before that whole scene with Amon.
I don't think it looks like this, though. I could be wrong, but I don't know.
I'd pull it up, but I'd totally start blasting the podcast with noise, so I'm just not going to do it.
I might just make that my Skype icon.
So anyway, the speculation that comes from this is, the big question is, did the Japanese studio actually contribute any final animation to Korra?
I think they did, but that's not where I think they did.
No, I'm being serious.
To the best of my knowledge, they didn't, but, you know, I don't know that for sure. I only know rumors. So, like,
we're going to talk about the clip where she's like, it comes later, but she's like bending the water around.
Oh, you mean that, the arm bending that goes on?
Yeah, that I feel like they contributed because it looks more...
certainly in this frame, I think this could be me, like, this could be a confirmation bias, but Korra certainly looks more Japanese, you know. Like anime-ish.
She looks more Asian.
She looks more Asian.
Are we going to go there, Allie? Because
I think we already went there.
She looks more kawaii. Yeah. Like, there's...
Okay, no. We're not going there either.
I mean, it's true.
I'm a Japanese student here. We're not going there.
Yes, okay. So then there's that clip. And Brian's talking, or Mike's talking about the spirits are, like, darker and lighter, and it's totally...
I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
And then at some point, there's like a spirit that's like walking through a city, and there's like
So then there's the next clip. This is the third thing we see is, and I'm watching it as we're doing it. So Korra makes surprised face. And
Natalie, what is the problem?
Which should be someone's new icon. This face is actually really funny.
I'm gonna
do that. 50 seconds in. Korra makes surprised face, and we see a ball of light underground. Okay, so these two clips. Are transitioned without any footage from like Mike and Brian in the office, but these are two separate clips in my opinion. But they might both be from like episode one. So Korra is making surprise face. There's a ball of light underground, and something seems to be emerging from it, but we don't know.
It's not
probably a scary spirit.
And then the next scene we see is fish face spirit walking around. And
is that the purple one?
This is the one with big lips.
That's like taller than the building.
Big lips.
It just comes around the corner.
Oh wait, when I say the time, I'm referring to how many seconds are left in the video. I apologize.
Because
IGN player sucks.
It does.
Yeah, so I'm saying, so I'm going by the number that's next to Legend of Korra first book 2 footage to the right of that, which is how much time is left in the video. So the surprise Korra face is at about 35-ish seconds. No, 34-ish seconds. Anyway. And see, I really do think Korra looks different with her surprised face.
With her, wait, where?
34 seconds in, 50 seconds left in the video.
This is like math.
I don't think that looks
this
different,
is like math,
really.
Okay.
I'll point out where it looks different to me, but that's not where I think it looks different.
Okay, and yeah, no, this isn't really the big part. Like, the animation of this big fish, it looks finished. It's glowing, the fish looks cool.
Are we going to talk about how different, though?
It's like, walking around.
I'm wondering why they can see it, the people running away.
Okay, so that's interesting. I didn't think we'd discuss that, but...
it's like a catfish!
So we've seen people see spirits before if they are physical manifestations of the spirits. Like, people can see spirits if they're in the spirit world, but if they're in the real world, like, you know, like Tui and La, then they can see them. So,
and worship them.
So either these are spirits who have manifested themselves in the physical world, have the spirits figured out a way to escape the spirit world and come into the physical world. We know they can do that because Tui and La did it, so maybe they can just go back and forth. But in season one...
What about Heibai? What about like his giant monster yin-yang thingy?
He went back and forth, yeah.
Yes.
But they kind of contradicted themselves with that because in book one they... Iroh, Zhao, someone said that the spirits gave up their spirit form.
Zhao. Zhao said that.
I think multiple people probably did.
I think Zhao said that.
Well, I think Zhao says everything because he's amazing, but yeah.
It's true.
We really need a Zhao-type villain. They should just bring Zhao back.
We really
don't. He needs a spin-off.
Who cares if
Zhao... He does.
You know, Zhao's here 100 years later. You know, nobody cares. This is Zhao.
He's like
he comes back with an Olympic medal.
He has an Olympic medal.
He's 200 years old.
Who cares?
You don't even explain it. He's
just
there.
Don't explain it. He's just the villain of this season. Like, that would be great. We wouldn't care.
I mean, we would, but...
No, I would not recommend that. That is not a storytelling flaw. That would be a storytelling bonus, you know.
That's just a stupendous characterization right there. Just bring him in.
It'd be amazing.
He swam his way.
Yes.
And then we see a flashback.
No, he actually, with the
he was stuck in an iceberg.
Oh yeah, he like jumps out of a spirit. Yeah, that's great.
I like that, Sam. He was stuck in an iceberg.
Oh, that's who's on, that's who's under.
Oh no,
ice. It's Gel.
Because he killed the toy fish, he comes back as the fish spirit.
I think okay. I think these are two very good.
Are you kidding me?
Sarcasm. You need to recognize it.
I think we figured it out. I think this is right.
Okay. Yes.
I'm not saying you should place bets on it, but I might.
But if I was a betting cow,
and fantastic,
we'll open a pool, a betting yes. pool for this.
Okay. Okay.
Then Queen okay ball. Then. My Mike's like, want to see it on this laptop? And
oh yeah, and it's completely obvious that they like projected the image after the fact onto the laptop.
Yeah, he hits. It's like the space bar, and like nothing happens, and the two little bleeps are just reacting to it. Like
but you can see like as the camera moves, like the little square that's supposed to be the computer screen like bounces outside of the yeah. route of the computer screen.
And it's like new level, of course, sneak peek clip, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So here's the main focus of discussion because so nothing really happens in this clip that we can discuss plot wise, but it's really interesting because this animation is off and it's clearly off. And we need to discuss that.
Can we talk about, am I the only one who thought that the spirit looked really, really out of place in terms of animation style?
Yeah.
It looked like something out of like a comic book style.
Yeah, okay. So,
yeah, it looked
ridiculous. Okay, let's break down what happens in the clip first, then we'll get into that.
Okay.
Can we do that?
So there's something lunges at Korra, a little spirity thing, and Mako firebends at it.
This is where we're like, oh,
why
Mako.
Is he there?
He's breathing.
Yeah, he just needs to not be there. Like... Can he just go away?
Like, he just tacks off the whole
clip. Can we please trade Mako for Zhao?
Like he honestly, like...
yeah.
Can Zhao just be Korra's love interest for some reason?
Oh my god.
That'd
yes.
be really creepy, but...
Look, we already proved that 100 years difference, like, it's fine, okay? It's fine. It's as long as you're in an iceberg.
It's like, they're like, okay, we made a mistake with Mako. We know Zhao's amazing. We're just gonna put Zhao in for Mako. Like, who cares?
It's
yeah.
fine.
And let's he can that. Be on the metal bending police force, and it'll just work well.
It would just yeah. work. Zhao, you know, can earthbend now. That's fine.
My god.
He went to the spirit world and he learned how to earthbend.
Yeah, it's possible. Zhao's the perfect. New avatar. Like, come on. That's
exactly.
fine. That's fine. Okay.
Now, what is it, the theory that when Aang died, the spirit, like, went into somebody else so there would be theoretically two avatars running around?
Zhao is the second avatar. Yes. That makes oh perfect sense. Okay. So then Mako...
This isn't how the cycle works, but
we stop.
Mako firebends the spirit... And Mako then does a friggin' somersault.
With his scarf, by the way.
Like, out of there, just like, bye, Korra, see you later, good
while
luck.
While Korra does something to a spirit, it looks like light bending combined with fire bending. Like,
what? Oh, there.
Light I guess bending. She's fire bending, but it looks weird.
Did we ever discuss light bending?
Either it's unfinished or.
It could just be. It could just be
I just think it's funny that he like tumbles out of screen and doesn't return.
Yes.
Okay. Another thing that could happen would be if Mako is only in the background the entire season. That would be great.
Yeah.
Just in the background.
We're just not there.
He does
somersault.
You don't even talk about him being there. He's
yeah,
just like
he's
standing.
Just kinda, he's just there. It's like we know he has to be there because that's how the plot works. But he's terrible. He doesn't need to have any lines.
I really
I'm sorry,
hope
David
the creators
Faustino,
know.
He has to
him.
Somersault in and out of frame whenever he's there. Somersault in, somersault out.
Yes, that would be great. Like, I
do you guys
that's...
think Bryke knows that we don't like him?
No, I don't
okay.
think so. which is bad. And yeah. So Korra does that. Korra firebends. There's a flying one. There's a third one. Korra firebends that one. Mako's, I don't care, off screen. Oh, that's, this is where we get the, this is where we get
the
image
spirit.
From. The Tumblr image where the spirit's like rawr and what does Mako like? Stop or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say something?
Oh my god, stab.
Oh
no,
god,
it's like.
Stop. Yeah, there's this image. I reblocked it on
you.
Tumblr. Okay. And then Korra, so, okay, and then all of them dive into the middle because that's totally how you should attack people by all diving into the same
yes.
place at once. And then Korra and
very
Mako
sound
form into one.
And then Korra and Mako tumble out of the way. Do they form into one? Yeah, they do. Okay. I didn't notice that before. And so here's. So I'm paused at 51
yeah.
seconds in, 34 seconds left to go. The spirit looks like it's cartoonily drawn into the background. And it only gets worse in a later frame. I don't know. I think this might
yeah.
be an intentional thing. But, like, let's keep going. So then Korra also is now in pause, 52 seconds in, 32 seconds left. Korra is has her arms over her head, and they look like chicken wings.
It's Milo armbend.
Milo must have taught her either...
arm bend.
Listen. I feel like either... Shut. Okay, you shut up. This, I feel like, is either unfinished, or you said they like did Japanese animation studios?
There was a Japanese animation studio attached at one point.
I can't hear what Dylan said
at all. There was a Japanese animation studio attached to Korra at one point, yes. We don't know if they actually contributed animation.
She shouldn't have brought up the Japanese animation studio. She's going to fixate on it.
Yeah, because
she fixates on everything Japanese.
She's like, oh, I think I see a Japanese watermark in this animation.
She's like, is senpai in this game? Oh, my God.
You need senpai? I'm actually going to kill you.
Okay, so Korra has her...
To kill all of them.
So, I mean, is Korra a T-Rex? Because her arms are, like, really small.
I have... Wait. How does they have a big head and little arms?
She does have a big head and little arms.
It's true.
They make her skinnier.
Yeah, she's skinnier and her bust sticks out more. Like I don't know. This
again,
is
either it's unfinished. I'm starting to think now that it's unfinished.
Her face looks kind of Disney princessish, like when it's paused.
Yeah,
kinda,
yeah. I'll pause it.
I'm willing to give the face animation a little more pass on this specific frame because. I'm impressed with the fact
that her bangs never seem to move. Like they always stay in the same, like just kind of swooped fashion.
They need to get the Merida like hair people on animating Korra's hair. Just like have specific people for animating her hair in motion.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so she does that. She bends. Okay. Now I'm paused. 52. Okay. This is still 52 seconds in. 32 seconds. Wait. No. This is 50. I have no idea where I am. There's 32 seconds left. Korra is making a face, which is hilarious. And one of her arms is behind her head and looks incredibly skinny. She also only has three fingers.
yes.
That I didn't notice.
Her second arm seemingly has four fingers. One of them is, I guess, a thumb, but it's an unnatural space between her ring finger and her thumb.
Not her ring finger, her index finger.
Yeah.
It's like in Harry Potter where he loses the bones in his arm. That's what's going on right now.
Oh my god.
Going on right now.
But yeah, like this image is just crazy. I mean, if we're gonna break book one images down in frame by frame, then this would probably happen too. But this looks weird. And so she bends. She is I don't know what bending. Air bending. I guess. Yeah, around or is she water bending?
She's doing both.
It's like water.
Yeah, this is water. She might also be air bending though. Around the giant spirit with friggin' things coming out of its eyes.
And her arms are going everywhere. Just epic flailing.
It's like it's like from The Last Airbender. She's doing all this movement.
Oh my god, stop.
By the way, M. Night's new movie tanked. So hooray. Anyway. So she's
Wait, what movie did he have?
After Earth. We've been over this.
That was his movie?
Yes, we've been over this, okay.
Oh my god, that's so dumb.
Yes, okay. Terrible reviews didn't make that much money. So there's water, then she freezes the spirit, the light goes out in size, it comes back, it charges that Korra.
The freeze looks really weird.
It hits her.
Oh, it was freezing.
It pins her down, it opens her mouth. Okay, let's pause at 105 in 20. 20 seconds left. Korra's face looks bad.
Time out. Backtrack. She froze it?
We'll come back. This is the most
She like froze it in snow.
We'll come back to this. This is the most substantial part of the clip. But then the spirit pins Korra down. It looks weird. It like rawr, and Korra looks at it.
What is up with all these like spirits wanting to like make out with Korra? Like they pin her everywhere and they're like, I'm gonna stare into your eyes.
I mean everyone loves Korra, you know?
this is true.
Everyone also wants to piss off Mako. Like it's a win-win, you know.
It's very true.
And so then the clip
We're
going
to start shipping them, like, actually, the spirit and Korra.
Yeah, it's better than Makora. Like,
we're going to see some fan art come out.
In, like, I'll do it. I don't care. It'll
the Great Delisle voice spirit
don't
of Makora.
Do it. Oh, my God.
I forgot about that.
Okay, let's back up to the beginning of the sneak peek clip, and we'll go over it again. This time, more slowly ends up. We already went over the beginning of the clip pretty extensively. There's three. They merge into one. The spirit comes up. It looks jarring in the background. Korra has chicken arms. It bends at it. It's M. Night Shyamalan bends all around it with water and maybe
and it's
air.
Ridiculously bright.
Okay, so then let's pause it about 57 seconds in. I think this animation is intentional. The spirit is glowing around. It doesn't look uniform with the background.
It may not be finished. Now I'm starting to think that it's not finished.
Either this animation isn't finished, or they're going for a...
Unnatural, because like it's for spirits.
Anyone play the video game? I think it's called Okami.
Oh, yes. I love that game!
So I think it looks like spirits in that. I think a little bit.
I think it's unfinished, because if you go to like where it has her pinned down, she's making that face with her eyeballs. I think it's like...
she's making that face with her eyes.
It looks more like textured, and it looks more like detailed.
But at the same time, I don't know how they'd fix this, like, going over. Like, would they, like, gloss over? Like, how would they fix this just bright
color?
Just make it look nicer.
Accurate.
With computer stuff.
Here's the big question. If CGI. This clip is unfinished, why are they showing us it?
Because they like to torture us.
Because, I mean...
Didn't they do that
before?
Because
they have to say something at some point.
Yeah,
and so they're probably not thinking that we're gonna sit down and frame by frame it, and like they're probably thinking, oh, they won't notice.
Even though we do, they don't.
So after waiting for a ridiculous amount of time, they're like, eh, I guess we should just give this unfinished clip instead of just tormenting. Like, what would be the point? They should have just waited longer.
There's two options. One, every bit of animation with Korra is unfinished. Two, they're giving us this unfinished.
Sorry. Oh, no. I thought I turned myself
what
off.
What is your text that rings out?
It's Khaleesi!
Khaleesi? Yeah, that doesn't sound like that on here.
That's what it said.
It just sounds like a man, but okay.
Anyway. Sorry about that. I thought I turned my volume off. Continue.
So, if every... What I'm thinking with this, we know they're doing color correcting, so they have to be done with at least some stuff. But they might, maybe fixing animation and color correcting is different. I don't know. I don't know how the process works in depth.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, I know. Art expert, do you have anything to say on this?
I don't know. I'm not an animator. That's a different major.
You're art.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I mean, you say they're in color correction. Well, the arm bending stuff is definitely motion that was probably like edited a long time ago, so that's another, like, I'm not sure if, like, if they're just completely not done.
I don't think color correction would cover the fixing your chicken arm.
That's what I'm talking about, though, was, like, that should have been fixed before they started color correcting, because color isn't nearly as important as getting the motion down, because they're chicken arms, that's why.
Really chicken arms would be wings!
Chicken wings, arms, you know, like that. Okay, so, what my theory with this is that this was recorded a few months ago, and they didn't. So the thing with that is, why don't they just update the clip? Because they release it now, obviously the thing is not actually playing on Mike and Brian's laptop, so they can just edit it in.
That was my favorite part.
So why don't they just? Your favorite part wasn't the airbending that happens later.
Oh my god.
Why don't they just edit this clip? Like, I don't understand why this would be old. Yet they wouldn't fix it before they release it. That being said, it's Nick, and they're terrible, and they would do something like this.
Exactly.
I'm more disenfranchised with Nick now than ever. Like, I used to defend Nick all the time, but they're just the worst. Like, I have nothing. How do they not communicate with us a year of the show? The wait between seasons 2 and 3, of Avatar, it seemed like it was forever, right? Not as long as this wait.
Yeah.
Not even close. And that...
I feel like you're kind of fixating on it.
And also, between seasons 2 and 3... I think they had contract like negotiations or something. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm making that up. But there's reasons to have that delay. And then there's reasons for this delay. The animation studio's changed. Tell us that. We won't blame Nick in that case. Obviously you've nothing to do with this, Nick, so why don't you just communicate with us? You have a Twitter.
You are so
Twitter.
But no, they're too busy. They're too busy tweeting about the cat and whatever. That's
Sam and
all
Cat,
their
to be fair,
are.
The premiere of Sam and Cat was, I liked it. Like, I'm a Dan Snyder fan. It was good.
That's all they've been tweeting about for like the past 2 months.
They tweet about their new Sanjay and Craig show and stuff like that.
That show is it's about butts, essentially.
One of our followers, Melanie, tweets at Nick all the time.
Yeah, constantly.
And they don't respond. Like, come on.
Wait, I'm gonna go tweet at them. Maybe they'll respond to me.
Well, if they don't respond to
what is their Twitter?
Maybe they'll respond to me.
At Nick.
At Nickelodeon TV, I think.
I'm gonna say hi.
So yeah, you can all go bother Nickelodeon TV on Twitter. I tag them in posts complaining about them all the time, and they never respond.
Maybe it's just you. I personally don't really feel like it's that big of a deal.
The thing is, any other network would it like put out a press release or something. Nickelodeon Cartoon Network, because they're children's networks, feel like they don't have to communicate with fans, and that's demeaning and insulting to people, to children and non-children watching.
Everywhere.
And 20-year-old college students like us who run a podcast on the children's show that's on the network. Come on, you gotta respect. They don't care about us at all. It's very frustrating, and it makes me think they don't deserve our fandom. Like, why should we be fans of this show that's on Nickelodeon if Nickelodeon doesn't care about us? That being said, it's not Nickelodeon's show, it's Mike and Brian's show. So that's the way to think about it.
But they don't have control over it. Well, they kind of have control over it.
Well,
I mean, Nickelodeon owns the show, but it's Mike, I mean, you know, like...
They can't come out and say something on their Tumblr without Nick, like, proving it.
Yeah.
I don't think Nick necessarily goes over what Mike and Brian post on Tumblr. I think
I know, but they can't come out and say like, "Oh, this is our air date," or "Oh, this is happening," without Nick being like,
without
"Whoa,
Nick approving." Yeah, that's true.
No, stop it.
Yeah, I mean, like we leaked the book, the season 3 date of Avatar.
And the titles.
That was one of our biggest gets. Like, no, I mean, of course we did episode titles. We actually got the date before Nick released it. So that shows you that they're not transparent with fans. Like, they have dates internally, and not that we're going to leak the new date. Like, we don't really. We're kind of cut out, as you can tell.
Our launch is going to be December 31st. That's what the release date's going to be.
Oh, December. God. It's like, it's happening in 2013, and then they air it at 11:59, yeah. And
that's exactly what's going to happen.
I would actually just laugh.
It doesn't even matter if it's Saturday at 10 o'clock. It's going to be December 31st. It doesn't matter.
It has to be December 31st, yeah. But, I mean, but actually, like, I think it's going to be October. Like, that's really far away. If that. I mean, this animation is unfinished. Like, how is it going to be out soon? I don't understand. And presumably this is from episode 1. Like, in the past, when they've given us footage before a season, it's been from episode 1.
Well, let's
like,
back
like
it
the
up.
Colors are garish. Like, well, I mean, like, just I mean, I understand like they're trying to differentiate between like it's a spirit and this is the real world, or maybe it's making it really obvious that everyone can see them. But like, it just it's hard to look at. Like, I kept telling Dylan on Twitter, I'm like, it's so bright. Like, looking into the sun
in the middle of the night too.
Let's talk about when Korra snow freezes the spirit.
Just Louise,
that looks so like it looked so weird.
I get to say what I want to say.
Okay. Sam, what did you want to say?
So
I wanted to say, if you remember, there was like some unfinished promo clip they made of Korra last book. You remember?
No, mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Like in the beginning? Yeah, you should remember.
Well, to explain, what was it of? What was the clip of?
I think it was like of the episode 4, The Voice in the Night, where it's like her with all the thingy things, the people like
Equal,
fighting.
You mean?
Yes. And it was unfinished, but I think they either aired it in commercial or had it like as part of a promo thing.
I don't remember that.
Neither do I.
I have no recollection.
Am I just like imagining that?
Maybe.
You're more up to date on things that air on Nickelodeon, but
oh yeah, because I've been babysitting. That's why.
Yeah, like you might, like you might know like that's something. I don't know. Maybe I don't think we covered that. It's possible that was out and I just didn't know about it. I mean I post about everything though, so I don't know.
Well.
I'll find it.
Okay, yeah, you said that's your job now. So, but when this thing comes... Okay, here's the thing with the spirits animation. I think it's not how we've seen spirits animated before in Avatar. First of all, Korra's a different animation than Avatar. Second, they might be going for a different style here intentionally because they're going for I mean, we can transition to talking about Miyazaki influences here, but spirits don't look like this in Miyazaki films. That's the thing. Like this is more of an Okami-ish look than a... That being said, all of Okami, I think, is animated that way. I don't remember the game that much, but this is... What's interesting about this is the spirit looks like this in contrast to what else is going on. And, like, I think it's an interesting animation choice. I kind of like it. I don't know if it's because it's unfinished or not. When it gets frozen, it just looks... It does look unfinished.
It doesn't look how we usually see when things are frozen. Like we've seen things get frozen over and over in Avatar and in Korra, and we know how it looks.
Yeah, so she might just be covering it in snow or something. Like she may not know how to freeze. Things.
Or maybe
she does know how to freeze. Things.
Or maybe it's because it's a spirit.
I seriously feel like it's unfinished.
She froze Tara.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, I guess there's three options. One, she's not actually freezing it. She's covering it in snow because she wants to make a
spirit. But then even
snowman.
Snow looks different. Like, it's not even, like...
Two.
It's like it's filling up... It's like it's being filled up with snow. Like, it's like paint.
Two,
you guys are really irate about this.
Okay, two, she's trying to freeze the spirit, but spirits can't be frozen, so that's how it looks. Three, it's unfinished. I think those are
yes,
the
Yes, I can.
Have we seen a spirit
watch Danny Phantom?
Okay,
jeez.
Okay, Danny Phantom, yeah. First of all...
Danny Phantom logic, okay.
You can freeze ghosts.
Book 2 of Avatar is going to be Danny Phantom, which is awesome.
She's just going to go ghost all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, spirits.
That's
yes, please.
Go ghost equals going into the Avatar state. Like, it's the same show, honestly.
Let's have a podcast about that.
Right after
Allie, you're not invited.
It's to happen.
Okay, good.
Okay, so back to... The bending in the beginning of the clip, I feel like, looks unfinished to me. The fire bending looks off, not how it usually looks. And it's just the white things that are with the bending, are those on purpose? Like, because firebending has more white with it than normal. Okay, so another option is that this clip just isn't in good definition. Oh, wait, no, I can make this clip 720p. Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Nice job.
Meanwhile. Wow.
Okay, no, it still looks the same. Yeah,
meanwhile.
So, I'm watching it again.
Oh, God.
This could be... Okay, this could be the final animation. I'm a little... I think... It looks
because they
different.
Have this stuff in the background. Like, they have, like, everything in the background looks normal. It's just the spirit. It's like, what is this?
I do think the spirit could be intentional. I think the bending might just be a little more rushed. I don't... Maybe it's not as good. The stuff with Korra, though, the way she looks, is bad.
No!
And I think her...
Weird.
Well, I feel like the motion is really the worst thing. It's just, like, the arm bending. It's
like, the motion is bad. So, it's possible that the Japanese animation studio, I forget what it's called, animated that first episode, and they're like, this is not good. So, Mike and Brian have done this before.
Oh, no.
DR Movie animated half of the episodes in seasons 1 and 2 of Avatar.
Yeah.
And then they fired them and went to... different one for season 3.
I didn't
3.
Like that. I didn't like the whole changing animation every other episode.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so...
It was a rough time, Alan.
So this is the this is the reason Korra takes so long. They aren't doing two animation studios. They're letting this one studio... I think this... I've tried to look this up. I'm pretty... Yu Jae Myung must have been on studio... JM Animation. Who was the good animation studio for Avatar.
Oh, he said it. I mean, he worked with Avatar before.
He said he worked with Avatar. He didn't say JM Animation, which is annoying. And I looked in his profile, and I can't find it. But I'm sure he did that, and then he started his own company, and then Mike and Brian liked him, so they went with him to that. And or maybe JM disbanded. I don't know. And so they like Yu Jae Myung. They like the high-quality animation. Because Korra is very high-quality animation, and they don't want to dilute it. They don't want to move away. They don't want to hire a second studio and have a DR movie type thing because, if you're not aware, Avatar, the episodes animated by JM and the episodes animated by DR were very different in look. Like, you look at the Earth King, that is animated by DR movie, and there's some bad animation. And it's not bad, but it's just not as high quality as the JM ones. And it's frustrating, especially when they developed, like, personal relationships with the JM people. And then they have this other company just doing half the episodes of their show. So it's understandable why they're only going with one studio, but it takes forever. It must take forever to do this. This is the highest quality animated show maybe in the world right now. And one studio is doing
no.
it. I mean,
Wait, you need to calm down.
I mean, like what's better? I don't know. What's better quality animation than this?
I don't know. Probably a lot more not in America, though.
I knew it.
So the thing is that anime shows...
You said it.
Don't really have this type. I mean, like KyoAni, like, has great
Let's
animation.
Let's talk about a big network being behind such a high animated show.
Well,
because
sure, okay.
Anime's not like...
Certainly, this is the highest quality animation show in America.
Yeah.
Young Justice is actually kind of close, but this is better animation. And that's remarkable about Korra. And so, should we expect this to take over a year? I don't think that's... What natural, especially when they're working on even book 4 right now. Like
they are?
Working, yeah, like they've at
oh,
least
God.
Started story planning for book 4.
Jesus.
So the animation is really lagging here. I'm pretty sure they're somewhere into writing on book 3, maybe done at this point, I don't know.
Yeah, they talked about doing stuff for book 3 already, like drawing and whatnot.
I'm sure they're definitely voicing book 3 right now. Like whenever we see
Great Delisle
tweet about it, this is for book 3. They've done book 2. They might be doing ADR for book 2, which is voicing post production, but they're done with the initial voice recording at this point for sure. And so like theoretically, the wait between So another reason the wait could be so long is because it was book 1, it was a miniseries, and then Nick's like, okay, do the rest. So they had a delay when they maybe weren't working on Korra, or were only working on book 1 for a while. Now they're working on all the seasons, the wait between books 2 and 3 shouldn't be as long. Still over a year is ridiculous, and I guess we have to put up with it for the high quality animation for book 2, but now we see that it's actually not that high quality in this clip. So that's concerning, I would say. Like, why are we waiting a year for Chicken Arms?
Yeah.
Is my exactly. point. In general,
yeah,
that's my thesis statement
done.
Here.
And the fact they decided to pick a high motion, there's a lot of action going on in this clip, as opposed to a clip that the animation isn't as bad. I don't want to say bad, but like less chicken arms.
So they're going to choose something from probably episode less one. And I guess they want an action clip because they don't want to like get into story and stuff. So I understand why they chose this. And it also shows off the thesis statement of the season with the spirits. But yeah, this maybe was a bad choice. Let's get into some, let's read some tweets on that we received when we were discussing this.
Well, you know what I want to figure out? I want to know if that, like, Howard Hughes guy is going to make, like, Fenton thermoses and, like, all that stuff.
You're
like,
really pumped about this.
Yeah. I mean, he's, like, a inventor dude. And, like, yeah.
Are we going to go back to complaining about Mako after the tweets?
We can do that, but let's read some tweets. Philip just tweeted at us, mini-host Philip. To me, it seems like it's just a different style. Incompleteness wouldn't look like a different style. It'd look incomplete. So, my question, I posed a question to our followers. Is this incomplete or a different style, or both? So Philip's point is, why would it look different if it was incomplete? I think that's a good point, but I also think like the spirit being covered in snow could be a different style in lieu of them finishing that animation, you know, like making it better. Like, I think that's possible. It's a little bit... See, I don't know. I'm not inside the animation process, so I can't...
Doing how art works!
Yeah, I don't really know how it works. Like, I'm a computer science major.
And this could always go back to how, like, they've changed things before. Like, how with the spirit world, like, they backtrack on information, so this is where they're, like, revamping. Spirits look awesome now, let's go! So, or maybe they're just evil, dark, corrupted spirits, and this is what they look like.
Oh, so something they said at Comic-Con was that, I don't know if they said that this Comic-Con, last Comic-Con. I need to refresh on my Comic-Con info. That was, like, a year ago now. And they said that they're going to explain, like, the origin of the Avatar in the spirit world, I think. They're going to cover that. So, and we talked about how even though that's not actually changing what happened in Avatar, that's still changing it because when we watched Avatar, we didn't have that info, and giving us that info in Korra is like changing what happened in Avatar. But they're allowed to
change our view of it.
Yeah,
change our
perception.
Go back and think about it.
And so I'm not crazy about that, but you know they're allowed to cover that. So if they're changing something that happened in Avatar, they might as well change how the spirits look. Like, I don't think it's that much different. I guess that's my opinion. At Scotty415 says, those two kids were so freaking annoying. And is it just me, or does the art style look a lot different, Korra specifically?
Korra is what I've, like, was focused on. I guess, like, her face just looks different, and I feel like the chicken arms thing is not finished, but maybe, like, her face and, like, stuff.
Does Ali sound weird to anyone else?
That's how, it'll fix itself. But, okay. That, see, a lot
wow,
of
wow, Mel, thanks a lot.
I just couldn't, at first, I was like, she's talking.
I think Sarahless13 on Twitter was talking about Korra's face being different, I think.
Yeah.
The only thing I see really different about Korra's face is the eyes and maybe the bone structure.
I didn't even really notice, like, the first time, like, because I was just so dead focused on, like, her arms being ridiculous. But, like, yeah, it looks, I don't know if because I just didn't stare at Korra's face all the time, but I guess it kind of looks different. I don't know. I just don't really have an opinion on how Korra looks, like, other than
looks
her arm sleeves.
At Scotty415 says, it doesn't look incomplete. Korra just looks different. She looks more baby-faced. And I don't think it looks bad, just noticeable.
It looks off-model.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem
bad.
Like, it just seems different. Like, I agree. It's not anything's missing. It's just that I don't know. I wouldn't even say that it's that they had some stuff done by the Japanese company. Just maybe they were, I mean, maybe they're just trying new things.
Well, but they draw this constantly and constantly and constantly. And
I know, but
yeah, maybe they're just doing something different.
At Sarahless13 says, it could also be the frame rate they might have changed to slow it down. The animation is complete, but it could be compression. I don't know, like, if that's possible or not, because I'm not too versed in this. I don't
feel like that'd change, like, that how the motion, like, looks. Yeah. It changed while you're watching it, like, it looking weird, like people complaining about The Hobbit and how it's, like, impossible to watch because of how the frame rates are.
Well, that's different, but yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it would change, like, it wouldn't change, like, how weird it looks, I don't think.
It wouldn't make her face
the motion.
Distorted.
Exactly.
What it could do is change...
It'd be more of a pacing thing.
Change how the bending looks and how maybe the spirits come across. It wouldn't change her face or
it wouldn't change how the motion looks. It'd change, like, how awkward and, like, splicey the motion is. Like, it wouldn't change, like, the arm bending, other than making it, like, choppier, if that makes sense. Like, your frame rates, it would change, like, it wouldn't change the actual movement as opposed to how you see the movement. That makes no sense, but I'm trying to communicate this idea.
No, I agree. I can't say for sure.
Because it's timing as opposed to, like, how it actually is, like, other than the mechanics. That's what frame rates do. It's not like a...
Yeah, no, I know. But I do think it could affect how the bending looks. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. At Sarahless 13 says, let's just be happy finally having something tangible to see. I agree with that.
Yes.
But it's over a year since Korra's, and like they're releasing a, this is the first thing we've seen, and it's like maybe 15 seconds total, all the animation put together.
Probably not even, I don't think.
Like, it's barely longer than the commercial they showed.
Yeah, that's true. So if you're unaware, they showed preview commercial, and it showed 3 seconds of this. I think this is the only thing we'll see about Korra this week, because in the commercial, this is the only thing that we saw of Korra, and this is, and that was from this. Anyway,
Teenage Mutant and Turtles.
Yay.
That show's okay, I like that
show. They renewed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles like 2 seasons while season 1 was on.
I liked it, gosh.
And they're airing the next season like right away.
Donatello is so cool.
Leonardo's the bitch.
No, Donatello is the best. He's purple.
Leonardo's blue. Why are we arguing this? Blue
is there
better.
A green one?
Mel tweeted.
No, because they're green. Why would they have
orange one, Mel?
Mel tweeted
at orange, red, blue, and purple.
Mel tweeted at Nickelodeon TV, hi.
Let me see.
Anyway, I'm sorry to repeat jokes that I said on Twitter, but so like it would be great if we see footage for Korra, and Korra looks totally anime, and it's like, oh, I guess the Japanese studio did contribute.
As long as you include my joke,
kawaii now.
Good.
And yeah, and then like episode 1, Action Korra, episode 2, kawaii Korra, episode 3, it's like the school time chibi Korra. It's like the animation changes every episode.
It was pretty great.
I do want to see anime Korra, though. And she's, like, trying to get Senpai Mako to notice her. Like, that'd be
cool. Stop
it. That basically is what happened in book one, though.
That is what happened, though. It was exactly really a lot of secondhand embarrassment on my part watching that.
Korra.
Okay,
oh, now we can complain about Mako breathing.
Let's,
We
did a little bit of that, but Mako just needs to go
need
away.
More.
Like, a mini... preview minicast in the future. We're going to do, recommended by Spiderlin on the forums, we're going to do a minicast of how to fix Mako. And it's just going to be us talking about what they should do in book two to make him not suck.
Number one, take him out. Like delete him.
It's just going to be a 5-hour minicast. Because we will reinvent his character completely. Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot about this. Mid-podcast plug. This will only take 30 seconds. Oh, I don't have the what I'm supposed to say up. You can...
Wow, good job.
Audible, it's great. You can get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/FTSW. You need to use that link in order to support the podcast. I mean, you can go to Audible, too, but like that's the way to support the podcast. Today, I recommend the new book... Siege and Storm by Leigh Bardugo, I think, is how you pronounce her name.
I've
recommended Shadow and Bone, the first book in the series, before,
and
it's
excellent.
And I read
excellent. It and do it.
It's very Avatar-like. Like, I think, like, fans of Avatar will like this book because there's kind of bending.
and if you like Russian things,
yeah. So it's Russia. It's basically medieval Russia, fake medieval Russia.
Do like
they
Russian?
They call it Zarpunk. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's fantasy. It's okay. So the book is.
Wait, does it know? Does it know it's fake medieval Russia?
No, it's very much on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
a fantasy world, but it's based on 1800s Russia.
It's totally on purpose.
Shadow and Bone is the first book in the series. You get a free audiobook download. You can go get Shadow and Bone. The new book is Siege and Storm. I have not read it yet, but I've heard it's very good. I'm going to read it this week, I think. Or listen to it. You know.
Top of all the lists.
You can listen to it on Audible. I also need to finish that visual novel. I'm going to try to do everything. And so, yeah, like, it's a good book. You can support the podcast. You can get a free audiobook download. It's actually free. But you do have to cancel the subscription manually before like 30 days over, I think. Or you could just keep going and actually turn it into a full subscription, and that's how Audible makes money from these. But yeah, if you like audiobooks, like Audible is the place to be. And the reason they advertise on podcasts is because people who like listen to podcasts often like listen to audiobooks.
I like to read with my
their
eyeballs.
Audible app is good. The Audible app is cool.
Yes, Audible app. Yes, good job, Blaine.
I don't need somebody to read to me.
I mean, people well, like that. Like people, well, the reason people like go on trips, and then that's how they can.
I'm
like,
not 3 years old.
Okay,
I,
would, people,
I dare
like,
you to drive. No,
some
I don't.
People have to drive an hour to work, and maybe like they can.
Some people can like listen to the radio. Okay. Anyway.
Well, if you want to read books
really
and you don't have time,
damn,
you know.
Damn,
jeez,
sure.
Like there's a big market. And this really isn't. Is they do.
I'm just saying, audiobooks aren't my thing. Cause,
look, I know they're not some people's thing. I like reading physically better too, but
Dylan, you're so hyped today.
Also, this audio this segment gives us a chance to like just do book recommendations. Like we're supporting Audible, but also we can just
all the book recommendations are from you.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, what we're gonna do is I'm outsourcing this during when we get to the book podcast. Like I'm gonna make you all do it anyway.
All of you just fan fiction anyway.
I don't need.
Miyazaki influences. There's spirits in Miyazaki stuff. I don't know. Like, I don't see too much influence in this, really, because the spirits do look different. And, of course, Allie's gone right when we're going to discuss.
I'm here. What are you talking about?
Miyazaki.
Oh, God.
Where do you see Miyazaki influences within,
Nowhere.
They
look totally okay. Someone posted on Tumblr that they look like Heartless, and now that's all I can see. Like if
Heartless.
I
oh my God!
Like yeah,
if you know Kingdom Hearts,
yeah,
they
we,
look
we,
like.
We saw that comparison before. They do.
I did not.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of now. So, I mean, Miyazaki's monsters are like more. I don't want to say more like detailed, but they look like
they
that.
Are,
I mean,
they
looking
more,
at
no, they are. This feels very much like it looks like something like a comic book.
Yeah.
I do think, though, that the spirits manifesting themselves so clearly in the world is kind of Spirited Away-ish, you know? Like, even
I guess so.
Even though that takes place in, like, a spirit world of itself, it's just that you kind of get that feel, like, people
yeah.
interacting with them.
That yeah, I guess so, but, like, I don't know.
Very sad.
Can we talk about Godzilla
like,
also,
Spirited
with
away.
The big monster coming
sad,
around the corner?
Because, like, 30, like, decades pass in between the times that they're in and out. Yeah.
It's sad if you look at it like that.
Yeah, wait, what are you talking about?
Spirited Away.
Oh, God.
We'll talk about this another time.
Anyway, we're going to have a Miyazaki minicast at some point.
Oh, well, I know that one.
We were planning that like a year ago.
You need to watch all the movies like a year ago in preparation.
Oh, yeah. You need to watch all the rest, too.
How do you not watch the movie like once a year? What is wrong with you?
Well, Spirited Away and the other six that are some
yeah,
of the
watch them
of
once
time.
A year.
Yeah, I do, too, yeah. Anyway, if you're wondering, Spirited Away, Porco Rosso, which is the underrated one of the two. Princess
that one's really good.
Princess Mononoke, Nausicaa.
Nausicaa is also very underrated.
Nausicaa, I don't know if to some people Nausicaa is underrated. I rate it very highly,
so
but it's like a classic.
Love it. Totoro?
Laputa.
Totoro, no?
And Totoro, yeah, those would be the classics.
Brave of the Fireflies.
Well, that's not Miyazaki, but that is also
Only Yesterday.
That's not, I don't think that's on anyone's radar.
Neighbor's the Yamadas.
That's the worst one from Studio Ghibli, so I would not say that's a classic.
Tales of Earthsea.
That is also one of the worst ones from them. And
Up on Poppy Hill.
I love that one. That's
are
cool.
You just
ruining
off like Wikipedia.
And anyway, my personal favorite Ghibli movie is Whisper of the Heart. I would recommend that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Along with all of these movies, there if you're an animation fan, you just need to see every Ghibli movie. Like you just
okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, but we're talking about Korra now.
Korra. I mean, we're pretty much done with the outline. Like we're wrapping up. Yeah. So I don't. So the plan for future podcasts, if there's big news, we're gonna have to cover it. But if there's nothing. Between now and the weekend after this weekend, we're good. That'll be the 100th podcast. We won't actually be discussing.
Which Allie now. Needs to be on.
Allie will be on. Like we'll just kidnap her and like she'll be on. Like yeah. And
wait, what day is that? What'd you say? Weekend after next.
Yeah, weekend.
I won't be able to. I will be able to listen to it. Thank God. Okay, I'm good.
Yes. Anyway, that's not. Some of you that won't be exciting. I apologize in advance. It's just going to be about the podcast. You know.
Like, no, don't give it away.
I'm not going to say what specifically.
Way to ruin it.
I'm not saying what specifically we're going to be doing, but
which Allie's going to be here for.
Allie will.
Wait. Are you doing my idea?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. If Allie.
No, Allie. You can
Allie objected,
be
but she was like,
"I'm not going to be there. I'm so depressed. Darn it."
If we can end up your next weekend, then probably can. So.
Stupid GSP. Oh.
Allie, I swear. I'm
Allie, we'll find a time. There's Friday night, Saturday night, whenever.
Yeah, I'm not here.
Where I'm going to show up at your house.
I'm not at my house.
Where are you?
I will show up wherever you are.
No. the weekend I'm talking about is the weekend after this weekend, not the weekend after.
Yeah,
next.
I'm not
so
at my
the weekend
house.
Of the 22nd.
The 22nd.
Which is the day I leave. Bye, guys.
At my house.
Yeah, I don't care.
Are you?
I don't care, Allie. You're gonna be on.
My God.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys care if I'm there or not, but my iPod might work, maybe.
I mean, maybe. I think what we're going to do is not have, is only have, I'm going to try to have all the current co-hosts on, and not, I'm going to have to exclude Minicast because there are going to be too many hosts because there are going to be too many people.
Yeah,
because
there's like 500 bajillion people.
Yeah, so maybe seven people. I'm hoping for seven people because Mina doesn't count anymore.
On Mina.
Oh, that's mean.
I mean, he could, the reason I said it is because I know he's not listening. He's way too lazy. Anyway.
He'll show up again when Cora comes back.
And he'll
on.
Be like, I want to be on the podcast. I'm like, where were you for 2 years, Mina? Like, he just randomly popped on chat one night. And what he does is he searches for his name in the time he was gone. So he sees all
that's
the bad
things. That's
what I do. He sees all the bad things.
He does. He sees everything he's thinking. He writes about
it. It's not nice to talk about people behind their backs. Okay.
You just mention his name, right, in the Skype chat. And 3 days later, he will show up and be like, who's talking about me? I'm like, Mina, that was 3 days ago.
Yeah. Okay. I think that wraps it up for this. yeah. I actually think that podcast was really good.
I don't know. Because
that was
my
our first good.
Out.
That was our first good podcast.
Dylan, you were so good podcast. You were like on drugs.
I know. Me talking fast and about stuff actually is good. Like when I don't have anything to say, it's bad. So hype. I'm hyped because I don't know why. I mean, I just actually have things to say about this. Anyway,
are we gonna do backlog stuff?
Backlog stuff? What do you mean?
Like,
we cannot record this weekend because I'm out of town. I'm actually gonna be in New York. But
what know. About next week during the week?
Jeff and Ben can only do Fridays and Saturdays. I could talk to him about maybe an exception. Jeff can do weeknights.
Okay.
But
why do I have to be on this? I don't understand.
Because
I
sound
I want you are part of this Ohana.
Okay, everyone has to tweet in and write in and talk about the fact that Allie has to be on the 100th podcast because she's being a baby about it.
Yeah.
It's not my decision.
Oh, okay. And if you want to write to us, you can at dylan@dongbufang.net. I would recommend tweeting at us because I'm 100% likely to respond to that. And not necessarily likely to respond to emails.
Wait, it definitely was your decision when you were like, I think I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so don't even say it wasn't your decision.
Even, Allie. Okay, I have been your main host.
What's your name?
Co-hosts have been Melly, Allie, Sammy, and Delaney.
Shut up!
The reason I'm doing that is because they all start with E. How did we get on this topic?
I don't even know. It just came up.
They don't all start with E. What are you talking
they
about?
They all end with E. Oh, my goodness.
They end with an E.
No, they don't.
Anyway,
E sound.
When I'm saying that, I mean they have an I at the end. I'm making
but
the
they don't.
At the end. Yeah.
Well,
like
they
A-L-L-I-M-E-L.
Not the letter. Not the letter. Not the letter, Allie. Don't take it so literally. The sound.
S-E-M-M-I-D-E-L-A-N-I. You know,
no, don't ever. People have actually spelled my name like that. Don't do it. Like it's, they spelled it D E L A N I E. I'm like, no, that's not it.
Anyway, that's what we were going for. It's minicast. Really dark, we will continue minicast until Cora comes out.
We won't.
Sounds like that's a lie.
Okay, what do you want to end on?
I think it's playing on poo.
No, not that. Yeah.
Spirits.
Yeah, that's really boring.
Thanks, you think of something better.
What's your spirits?
We could end on chicken arms.
Chicken arms.
I'm feeling that.
That's a good one. Okay. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. 1, 2, 3, chicken arms.
Chicken arms.
Chicken arms. Chicken arms. Chicken arms.